my podcast channel. Thanks very much for being here, and I appreciate all of your support. Okay, I want to talk about Sadiq Khan, the absolutely wretched mayor of London Town, good old London Town. Voted back into position just last, this year, by that diverse London community who love the idea of Sadiq being in charge of our capital city. Yeah, well, Sadiq's an interesting kind of guy. Sadiq is calling for mandatory face masks on public transport and tells Londoners to have the booster vaccine and the flu jab. Oh, right. Sadiq, when did you qualify as an epidemiologist, as a medical practitioner? Why are you giving people such advice when you're not qualified to do it? Is this just more bullshit from you and your bullshit regime? Sadiq goes on to say, the government has so far been resistant to bringing in Plan B, but Mr. Khan has called for Londoners to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and the flu. Deadly virus has not gone away this winter. We're facing both flu and COVID. Actually, I was on the London Underground last month, a couple of occasions. I didn't wear a mask. Not that many people were wearing masks. Obviously, some intense bedwetters were wearing masks, but the majority of people were, like myself, unmasked. And it was a relatively, by London Tube standards, it was a reasonable experience. However, Mr. Khan has decided that he wants to bring in mandatory masks on the tube. Now, mandatory masks, mandatory is one of those words that they've been the COVID obsessives have been very effective at bringing in. Mandatory suggests that they must be worn, but of course there's exceptions to the mandatory clause. Therefore, if you exercise those exceptions, you don't have to wear a mask. And they've done this all the way through. They play loose and loose with the language, which is what they want. But what they want to do to manipulate us. But I'm just looking at a map here which shows how face masks use on public transport has risen across the UK by age group. So the percentage of people who wore face masks on public transport has risen to, at the moment, we are looking at about, I guess you would say, if you look at, well, it depends which age group. If you look at the age group, it's about 50%. So 50% of people aren't wearing masks. I guess 50% of people are staying pure blood and staying unmasked. And Sadiq's not happy. He says, you know, the worst thing we can do is lower our guard, be complacent, and underestimate the risk these viruses pose to us all. The situation with COVID-19 in the capital is so finely balanced. Hey, heads up, Sadiq. What's the percentage of Londoners who have taken the jab and their second jab? Why is the situation so finely balanced? Why is that? Why are you urging people to take booster vaccines? Don't you think that the two they've already taken work? Are you telling us that you have a problem? Don't you believe in the vaccine, Sadiq Khan? Are you spreading medical misinformation by suggesting that somehow you can't be safe after two jabs? Really? Is this what Sadiq Khan's saying? No, he's not. He's just virtuous. He's just virtue signaling. And then, of course, because it's the BBC, we've got an image of people on the tube. Some are masked and some are unmasked. Having been on the London Tube, I have to say, it's one particular place where there's an argument for always wearing a mask, even if there was never COVID-19. When you look at how packed some of those trains are, then you would, you might need to think about some kind of a hazmat suit. Might be better, actually, than a mask. Anyway, Sadiq wants you all to get in your masks, get your booster, get your flu jab, and continue to wear a mask where you can. And he is calling on the government to make mandatory face coverings on public transport a thing to halt the spread of the virus. At no point does he reveal why he thinks that's necessary with so many people having been jabbed. Inexplicable, isn't it? It's a mystery the likes of which mankind has never faced before. We have this unholy chorus telling us you must be jabbed, you must be jabbed, you must be jabbed. So people go and get jabbed, and then they turn around and say, it's still not good enough. You've got to wear masks and you've got to take booster shots. And if anybody thinks if they do that and they comply with that, that's where this ends, they are fools. Because as sure as eggs, come 2022, there's going to be a new booster jab because there's going to be a new deadly variant of COVID-19. I mean, Delta did a great job for them this year, didn't it? The deadly Delta variant, which is 75% less fatal than the original strain, something they never talk about. They casually ignore that. Yeah, but it's more infectious, David. It's more infectious. Yeah, maybe more infectious, but you've jabbed, what, 80% of the community? More? So what are you worrying about? Oh, I mean, I was looking at some statistics for the most vulnerable age group, you know, the 70-plus, if you like, age group. That demographic's been jabbed to the eyeballs, like 97-98% jabbed in certain places. So, you know, the vulnerable do not have any exposure to the virus. And we know from historical data that younger people in their 40s and 30s and even younger than that, to them, it's like, you know, they get it. They don't notice they've got it, maybe. It's like a bit of a few coughs, a bit of sneezing, and they get over it. Remember, the recovery rate's 99.9%. But none of this matters. Sadiq Khan and co aren't interested in factual detail. What they want to do is keep the fear going. And nothing keeps fear going better than masks. That's why they love masks. We all know masks don't work. That's obvious. Science is clear in that. Unambiguous. But what they do is they spread fear. If everyone you see is wearing a mask, that unsettles you. It also makes you feel psychologically a little bit exposed. If you don't wear a mask, it takes courage now, not, in fact, it has done all along, not to wear a mask. Well, this is why they do it. And that's why Sadiq Khan wants to virtue signal to Londoners and telling them to get themselves masked up, even though they've been double jabbed. Now he wants them boosted up, he wants them flued up. And when that's all done, trust me, there will be still more restrictions and the need for even more jabs. This is a perpetual hamster wheel. The likes of Sadiq Khan wants to keep you on. You've got to get off it. And you get off it by doing one simple thing. You do not comply. Thanks for your time.